Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Santa!
Man, I'm excited.
That was borderline Santa or just crazed maniac.
Don't worry about it, man. You don't worry about who's crazy around here, okay? If you think that's crazy, you haven't seen crazy yet.
Ooh, I'm hurting myself. Let's all calm
down. Chill out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's calm down for Jesus, because that's the reason for the season. Remaining calm. Keeping your hoes calm.
Yeah.
We don't want crazy hoes out here like that,
no,
man.
No, we need calm hoes.
Well, hey, we're the Get Up Show. It's the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
Hello.
Maddie's here.
Hi.
Ooh, you're wearing your Halloween shirt. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're special.
I got dressed in the dark.
But doesn't that glow?
No, it actually doesn't.
Rip off.
Yeah.
I don't like it anymore.
In your face.
If you would love to, click a like and subscribe. And if you ever want to call us up, 336-373-0987 is the number. I'm officially in the spirit, but I still can't wrap a present. My daughter sang at the Catholic church the other night with her Madrigals group, and I cried.
Oh, is it that pretty?
Oh.
I bet it sounds good. Like, acoustics in churches are like...
And the dude,
for that.
The dude said, this church has the best acoustics of anywhere that they've ever sung anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I've only been in there once.
Really nice.
Tonight, they're singing at the Biltmore House every hour.
Up in Asheville?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're part of the Christmas program at Biltmore House tonight.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah. I was going to chaperone it, and then I found out I had to pay.
There will be no pain.
No.
Yeah. But they get there at like 7. And they do either every half hour or every hour, they do a program. And as the people file through.
Wow.
It's just beautiful. But I still can't wrap a dang present. How y'all doing on stuff? Are you done shopping? Are you done wrapping? Where is everybody?
I ordered a lot yesterday, but I haven't wrapped anything. I've got a lot of things stuffed under the bed. I haven't been alone to get things wrapped.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then when you are alone, it's like, I really need to take my pants off and lay down. I've been waiting for this.
That might just be you.
I'm still psyching myself up for the actual wrapping, but I think I've got everything.
What's wrong with us?
I was
out of town. I don't know what's up with you guys.
You ain't been out of town for a month.
I was talking to somebody and they're like, I love rapping. And I'm like, why don't you come over?
Yeah.
Because I'm just not very good at it. Mm-mm. And I get bored.
I enjoy it. I don't have a good place to do it right now, though, like a big kitchen table or anything. So that's a little bit difficult. But other than that, but I like wrapping them and I like how they look all under the tree.
Yes, that's the thing. That's when it really feels like it's real, you know?
I just know I have to get it done soon.
Because your kid's coming back, right?
Yeah, they're all going to be, Nenda's really going to be in her business.
Yeah.
Have you gotten used to the kids not being in your business? How's life changed over these last few weeks and months?
You mean, how is it amazing and glorious all the time? I mean, yeah, the only downside is I'm the one who has to do all the chores, but other than that, it's great. Speaking of walking around with my pants off, lying down.
But there are less chores, and you know they're going to get done right.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If somebody else is doing it, you'll let a little bit slide. You know?
It's hard, though. That's a thing to learn as a parent, is like, which is more important, teaching them responsibility and having them do the job, or having it done exactly the way you want it done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta let go of some stuff.
Yeah, that's what I find beating comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does help, but as they get older, that becomes, you know, more felonious.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're not spanking a child, you're fighting a grown-up now.
Well,
you're
actually, you're assaulting. Like no, I think it's worse when it's a kid. No, it's great. I love it. Although I think I was saying to Charlie, we're going to do it a little differently this year because of scheduling and everything else. And
you going to do some hippie mixed up homemade gifts thing this year?
No. We just
a letter
we got
of gratitude.
And well, now like the kids are coming in at different times and my daughter's supposed to be with her mom and the boys coming home. So we're doing Christmas. We're now at the stage where we're going to start doing Christmas when we're all together.
Okay.
It's
not there's
about
wrong
the day.
With that.
It's about the,
yeah.
the
I
moment.
Don't think we're going to get to do Christmas with the boy until January.
Ain't bad.
Because he is leaving. He gets out of school on Friday and he hasn't been to his mom's in a while. So he's going to stay up there for 2 weeks. And so he won't get back till after New Year's.
Well, you know, we do Christmas too every year and it's been as late as February.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with my family. You know, we do Christmas Day with my daughter and my in-laws.
No, wait. I didn't even think about it, but you broke down. You got a real tree again.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to keep that fire hazard around till February?
Jeez, man. It's already... You know, I bought an air purifier to counteract the... What do you call it? Mm-hmm. The death?
Death in the air.
Yeah. And it says... it's a readout on it, and it says the higher the number, the worse the air quality. So it had been sitting around 9, 10, 12, sometimes 16... This morning, it was on 36, so that means that tree is pumping out poison.
Ticking up very quickly.
As hard as it can. To answer your question, I don't know. I was thinking about just trashing it, because I've got a fake one in the other room with nothing on it but white lights.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was in the trash, but I saved it from the trash, and now it's in that room. So maybe we'll just go to that one. I don't know.
I think you should. Yeah. I think that for all of our sakes, I think you should do that in general.
I think redecorate, like move the decorations over to that one.
And how important are the decorations?
They're very important.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've got a crab shell Santa. You don't have a crab shell Santa.
Don't you know?
I have five different pickles on my Christmas tree. Do y'all do a Christmas pickle?
No.
Have you ever?
Never done it.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it until you said it. Now my wife's all about it.
Like oh, God.
She's dying to get a pickle for the kids.
We've always done pickles on the tree, and I don't know how I even found out about it, but I was so into it that I had an actual pickle out of the jar that I stuck a hook in and hung it on the tree.
It's dripping.
No.
Dripping pickle juice almost, all over the tree.
Almost immediately shriveled up, little wrinkly thing.
Yeah.
And I put it in the box with the decorations for the next year.
Well, remember, it's like I could have told you that was going to happen because one of our coworkers put a pickle in a cup in the fridge and it shriveled right up.
Yeah. Oh, that person has been on vacation and you can tell because there's not a collection in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Now,
there should be a documentary on that one day.
Real quick, because we've all now discovered it. Was it you that put the potatoes in the freezer?
No, I was going to take them.
Are you sure?
100%. Did
I?
I
thought we threw
them
out.
Wait, did I?
It seems like something you would do, because I thought that I threw them out.
I thought you threw them
out. Sorry. To go back, someone had put a bag of potatoes in the work fridge.
Which you don't do.
Well, no, potatoes don't go in the fridge.
And then they've been in there forever, and they were starting to look funky. So I think we moved, like I would move them to where everyone could see them, and then
right
they would go back to the crisper, and then I think finally we put them on the counter, and then they'd go back in the. Someone was putting them back in the fridge, and then I think at some point we finally. I feel like I threw it out. And
but
then,
we never could figure out who they even belonged to, and we don't think they belonged to the person who's usually the culprit.
I think they did.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're in the freezer, so who knows?
Did I do that? I really have no memory.
Really
of it.
Really seems like something
I rarely
you would
use the freezer, but I just happened to bring a frozen lunch the other day and put it in there, and I was like, oh, there's some potatoes.
Well, maybe that could be the hot giveaway for 2025. It's the 98.7 Simon freezer potato.
Hey, and nobody else is doing that.
No.
We're cornering the market on freezer taters. But really, I have no memory of doing that if I did. The other cool thing in that freezer is that butterball turkey. It's a huge turkey that's been in there for several years that they use for bowling out in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the other station uses
so scary.
It. Yeah. I mean, at least they keep it just it should have a large sign that says, please don't steal or eat this turkey.
Well, but I was going to.
Somebody almost did.
Yeah, I was going to take it and cook it because that's a friggin' waste.
He was threatening it a couple times.
And don't do it now,
and
you'll
it's exposed.
Die.
It's been exposed.
It doesn't matter.
Because it goes bowling, so the wrapping has come loose.
Look,
and
it doesn't matter. That's just the outside.
It starts thawing a little bit.
The inside deliciousness is still perfectly fine.
You know, at this rate, we're eventually going to build up to the next big work food party, and we're going to have a turkey, and we have potatoes.
the bag of corn.
I wish the bag of corn would come back.
Poor bag of corn.
The weird, creamy corn in a bag.
It looked like homemade cream corn for some reason on the counter for so long.
In a Ziploc bag.
And then you made a t-shirt out of it.
Yeah, I mocked it up for our next line of t-shirts.
Good old days. So what's going on with the drones? What's your theory, Charlie? Go.
I've heard a thing. So from what I've heard, they're looking for radioactive material that got lost.
Well, that's what Bethany Frankel from Real Housewives said.
Yes, and I think she's correct.
What's your theory on them?
I don't have a theory. I think at this point, I don't know what's an actual, like, a threat drone, or now everybody's just up there with drones. And now they're telling people to not shoot the drones.
Yeah.
Which I think is neat. I do like the idea. Get out of my space!
Even the president, the current president, said, well, we're looking into it, but doesn't seem like there's any danger.
Yeah, people are freaking straight out.
Makes me feel better.
People are terrified every night, and they're out there filming. But you're right. There's so many copycats. There's so many drones in the air now because people think it's cute to be part of the problem, or they're putting their drones up there to look for the mysterious drones.
My drone wants to see what that drone is doing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how big some of those were until I saw there was one of them got picked up by the NYPD, and they were taking video.
It was one of those?
I don't know what the context was. They said it was actually claimed by a company, and I don't remember the company's name, but it was so big. It was like the cop was standing there, and it was taller than him.
Was the company We Are Invaders Incorporated, or We Are Aliens?
No, we're definitely not from Iran.org.
E.T. Inc.?
Yeah. I wish it was aliens, but I don't think it is. And I'm sure there's... I mean, I just think it's so funny that everyone's just kind of like, at this point, like you pointed it out, I was like, yeah, whatever, man, it's nothing. And here we are weeks later, and it's still... They're still like, it's some drones.
Look, it's way too similar to that Chinese balloon that wasn't, it's nothing.
Yeah, but they'd blown that thing out of the sky by now in this timeline. That thing was blown up.
It went across the entire country before they did.
Yeah, I mean, they did. They weren't in any hurry over that one either.
No.
They waited until it hit South Carolina, right? They blow it up over Myrtle Beach.
Right over Myrtle Beach. And which I remember saying then, they're never going to shoot that thing down because that'll start a whole international incident. And then bang, they shot it down. But the drone thing is a bit of a freak out, especially if you're actively freaking yourself out about it. And that's what it is. It's feeding itself.
But they have, I've seen them. They have these like, I call them a gun, but it's basically, it shoots like a radio signal and it jams them and it makes them lower. Like, I've seen, they use them at stadiums and
why
hasn't anyone, like, at least go see what it is?
A guy flew his drone I don't know if he's a hobbyist or a scientist or what, but he had a great big drone and he was flying it to chase those around and it crashed. I don't know if it crashed mysteriously as if, you know, they made it crash.
Here we are doing this, and yet they've been talking about for years too about rolling out deliveries via drone,
like
Domino's and Amazon.
They're doing everything.
Yeah. So it's like, is this what we can look forward to? Just the sweet sounds, like you're going to be lying there just hearing the buzzing all night.
And then things dropping
outside
out of
your window. Yeah.
Boom.
But that is interesting. The FBI's only real hard response on this is don't shoot them.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Doesn't seem to be any danger.
Don't shoot him. Well,
didn't that one guy do it? Like, I saw this guy popped up again, and it's like he shot a drone that was flying over his property, and he was being arrested.
Yeah.
I guess you can't.
Airspace is not your property, so if something's flying over, you don't have any
right
to shoot it.
Where's my property line end? Is it only on the ground?
I think
it's the top
of your house.
Yeah.
Or maybe the top of your tree.
Ooh, I got some tall trees.
Get a drone out there.
You even said it. It was like, I mean, I would get a drone and go check it out, but it would be like,
you're part of it.
I was like, take the time, get it out of the box, get it all charged up, powered on, hit go, and immediately crash it.
Crash it straight into a tree.
Oh,
that's
who
what
hasn't
I did.
Done that? Yeah. How many people are going to get drones for Christmas? And that day, by Christmas night, they're either in a tree or they crashed so hard that they don't work anymore.
Exactly.
They're broken into pieces.
One of my favorite lines of fail videos are the guys who spend, like, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars on remote control, like airplanes and helicopters, and like their gas power. There was one I saw, it was like a gas powered jet, and he took off. It went one way, veered a little bit, and slammed into the ground and blew up.
Dang.
Like fireball.
I mean, just in the time that I've been in my relationship, we've had at least four drones.
Well, before drones, it was those little remote control helicopters that everybody had, remember?
Yeah.
And the first one of those I had, I said, well, let's just start out slow and try it here in the house real quick. Slam, right into the ceiling and broke, fell to the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know slow.
Yeah, I would give that to my kids. Same thing. It was like,
straight in a tree.
Yeah, you know, hit something else.
The little flying fairy that little girls would get
fly
straight in the fireplace.
In the fireplace.
That video is one of the all-time greatest.
Oh, it's so sad.
This little girl, like, she zips it up, and then right into the fireplace, lit fireplace.
Well, that's magic. That was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
That was releasing the magic.
And me.
Yeah.
I'm trapped in this toy.
It was meant to be. Did you guys see, I don't know what you're thinking about Luigi Mangione, who has become a sex symbol / hero. People are tattooing his face on their bodies.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no.
Well,
I can't hear his name and not think of the Mario Brothers.
I know. It's a me. But he is a good looking guy. I mean, I see it from that side, but what he did is still awful and against every social moray in the world.
You know, it's that idea of, it's like, I don't care. I understand that the healthcare industry can be real shady, and now, I mean, everyone's sharing their horror stories,
right?
But this isn't the way to fix the system.
It absolutely does nothing
to fix it.
No, yeah. that's my same feeling. I understand his distress and upset and everything. I mean, I don't know the real deal, but I know plenty of people have felt very screwed over by the healthcare industry, but murdering someone in cold blood is never the answer.
You're saying that you don't think it's right that he murdered that guy.
I understand.
There are elements of it. And
yes,
I think everyone's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
he's not a hero.
No.
And he's not to be celebrated.
And they've got shot glasses. They've got coffee mugs. They've got t-shirts. He's the next Mudang.
That tattoo. No, he is not Mudang. How dare you?
All Mudang does is bop around and be fat and wet.
Yeah. Well, haven't you seen that guy rolling around with his shirt off and his fat rolls? He is so cute, just like Mudang.
No.
He's gained a lot of weight since they locked him up.
That guy has no fat rolls.
Just rolls of cute fat. Just blah, 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 blah. You're so cute. Get over here. I'm going to pinch those fat rolls. You can't stop me.
The whole story is insane. And I actually really was surprised. I mean, we were convinced that it was a pro.
Yes.
Just because of how it was done and the fact that the gun jammed and he took a second and was able to fix it.
And waited out, you know, stalked it out and everything.
Then, and then promptly went to a Starbucks and showed his face and went to it. It was like, oh, never mind. He's just a guy.
He's flirting and trying to be all cute and
smiling.
Stuff. It's like,
Do you know, here's something crazy. His lawyer and Diddy's lawyer are married. The two biggest cases in the news in the world right now, and those two are married.
What do you think they talk about at dinner?
I just can't imagine how awful it must be at their house, you know?
We defend all the dregs of society.
Yeah, that's a fun lane.
Isn't it? Because, you know, I mean, there's no question in what the guy did, but you have to defend him, and you're getting paid a lot to do it. I think they're going to go for insanity.
Yeah.
On that,
yeah.
You know? But, I mean,
you're talking Diddy, right?
I'm not gonna say anything else about that. So they're finding out that there's something that we already have that could end the plastic pollution problem in the world. You know, you see that island of plastic out in the Pacific Ocean, it's just disgusting, and you think we're never gonna fix it. But what's the fix?
It's diapers. Used child's diapers. I said it like you said I should say it.
Well, you can say whatever you want on a podcast.
It's poop. Baby poop. So basically what they figured out is one of the major things in landfills is old diapers, used diapers. So they figured out, scientists have discovered this kind of fungus that specifically, I guess, it breeds best with kid poop.
Okay.
Which is an odd lane to be a scientist for.
Well, then why are the landfills still full of diapers if you can make it go away?
Because what they're doing is they're having to really get the fungus going. So what this company wants to do is they sell a kit. And so when you go to throw your diapers away, you put it in a special bag, and it introduces the spores of this certain fungus. And so
gross.
By the time that it gets the landfill, it's already working, and it actually eats the plastic, and it actually dissolves and breaks down plastic.
But all right, I'm not mad at that.
I like the idea.
But does it just eat the diaper, or does it take...
I think once it's going, it takes it all out.
Okay, well, what you're telling me now is it grows, it feeds itself, it gets bigger, it gets smarter, it becomes aware, and then you've got a baby poop monster. Are you worried about drones?
Yeah, but it's just going to eat plastic. So, I mean, that's fine.
That's so far.
That we know
how
of.
How does it know you're not plastic? It don't know. It's got to taste you.
Or maybe you had a lot of filler.
The baby poop monster has a taste for blood.
And it might zero in on your glasses.
Well, if it eats my glasses, then I'm going to be really sad because I won't be able to see. And then I'll just see a fuzzy poop diaper monster.
Well, you won't see the end of your life.
I won't see it coming. Yeah, I love science. I often think, though, like, how do we get to the point where we're at? Like, how do you get from A to B?
What, you know, from a messy diaper to curing plastic pollution.
Like, I mean, who was sitting around going, God, I gotta throw these diapers away.
But there's something I could do with them, I know.
Like, hey, look, there's this mushroom growing in here.
Let's study this.
Like, there's one person who's so gross. There was an episode of Hoarders. They went in there and they discovered a special breed of fungus that only grew.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm saying, like, how
could
does
be.
It, is, maybe that's
could
it.
Be.
I'm just theorizing, like, how do you get
to
that point?
Scientists study everything. I mean, everything.
But this is a gross
it is, but there's a lot of gross things, and that's how we got to be not so gross, because they studied the gross things.
Yeah, and that's how we got raspberry flavoring.
So, yeah, beaver butt, if you don't know.
Yes.
But do you think as it goes, are we going to be more disgusting or less disgusting as things like this happen?
See, what I'm picturing, though, is, like, you put your dirty diapers into similar to a diaper genie, but you put it in there and it's contained, but then you pour this stuff in and it breaks it down.
Now,
so it's not like we've got them all laying out in a row in the living room.
But I haven't used a diaper in a while, so it's going to take some getting used to for me to get those ready to go in the genie, because I don't even know. I don't know if I could put one on myself.
Well, okay, it's not for you.
Huh?
No. I mean,
it only works on the baby?
Well, no.
So you got to get a baby is what it is.
Yeah. So wait, when I go to do my recycling, what I got to do is get a baby diaper and smear some poop in there. And then,
No, the baby has to do that part. So what you, get a baby.
Come on, baby. It's time to do your chores.
You know?
Earn your keep.
There's people out there with tons of babies.
But then if they start to really figure out how to break down and get rid of all this extra plastic that's out there, then do you think people will throw away more plastic because now they have a solution for
it? Absolutely. Yeah, I'll just throw anything
away. Probably. We can go back to living like heathens like we used to.
The diapers will take care of it.
Miss that.
Do you think we can get to the old school styrofoam containers and stuff?
They still have those.
No, I mean like at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like styrofoam.
And they're all colored. Like they had the cool colors.
The only thing I like about styrofoam is putting it on a fire and watching it melt.
Yeah. You know what I hate about styrofoam? The sound of it.
Mm.
Oh, that one. It gets me even thinking about it. You know? It's like the other one is like
squeaking.
Yeah. The squeaking of the styrofoam or just...
I took a TV out of the box.
Dragging your fingers across it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay, stop. You just gave me the chills.
See? I told you. So you saw that picture of that guy with I think it was a Mustang that was beautiful. It was covered in Christmas lights, and they pulled him over.
Yeah.
And come to find out, in North Carolina, technically, you're not supposed to do that. If it's red or blue lights, you're not supposed to do that. But they say, we're probably not going to pull you over for it.
They specifically said red and blue, and if it flashes, because that mimics an emergency.
Yeah. Also, like if you're driving at night, though, it's super distracting. So
they said, you can do it. They don't advise it, but you can't do that part with the flashing lights.
Or red and blue.
A buddy of mine in high school used to DJ, and he had rope lights, and he put the rope lights on the front of his car like kit and got he pulled over because it was flashing.
They did. Yeah, a friend of mine.
Knight Rider was against the law.
Friend of mine in Henderson got pulled over for having a snowman on his car, but they were just picking on him. They always pulled him over because I mean, what's that going to hurt? Snowman isn't going to drive. I mean, he's not going to do anything.
Well, don't you? Wouldn't you also say that when you see a car with the elf legs dangling out of the trunk or witch legs, that's just as distracting?
Yeah.
I mean, for a hot second, right. I'm like, oh, dear God, someone help that elf.
This guy.
No, I mean, that would be, then you might as well say that everything out in the world is distracting too. But if I'm driving down the road and it's nighttime and I see all these colored lights up ahead flashing, I'm going to be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, true. You're going to think it's a license check. You're going to park and walk home.
Right. Or a UFO or something.
So the guy who had the snowman on his car and got pulled over, he had a sweet little Cadillac. But his thing was, he always had guns on him. Did I tell you all that story before?
No.
He always had several guns on him. And whenever he'd get pulled over, he would take them out of his various places and put them all across the dashboard. Because in that way, they're not concealed weapons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can have these guns. These are mine. It's my right. But if I have them hidden where they were, it's another charge. So here they all are, officer, right across the dash. And he got pulled over so much that one time a cop said, why do you throw all these guns up here every time we pull you over?
Mm-hmm.
And he told him, you know, yeah, if you
so
found
you
it.
Can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm trying to shoot you.
I always remember that, Maddie.
Yeah, hold on. Let me write that down. Take
guns
out.
Up on the top.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have so many.
So is Yellowstone over? I saw where the actress that plays Beth was saying goodbye to that. And it is over? It's done?
Yes, it's done.
Well, how did it... Was it a good ending? Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was very good. I like the way it ended. Spoilers, if anyone... Do you want me to tell you?
Well, yeah, you got a chance now if you don't want to hear the spoilers. You know, give it a second.
Yeah, but they basically ended up giving the land back to the Indians from which they took it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I even read about it because I was curious.
Yeah, it ended really nice. They got revenge on their stupid brother.
Yeah.
And moved on with their lives and left the Yellowstone.
I hear there's going to be a Beth and Rip spinoff show.
They say that. They moved to another ranch together. And I don't need it. Other people who are much more into their relationship or whatever do, but I don't need it. I'm good with it ending how it did. And
did you watch the prequel?
I'll move
stuff?
On with my life.
Did you watch like the 1883?
We started to, but fell out. Never got into any of them.
Because that was my wife was trying to explain it because she had caught up via TikTok, was giving me the rundown, and I'm like, I literally watched maybe two episodes of Yellowstone, and I was like,
oh really?
I always call it the Sons of Anarchy theory. And I just can only watch a show where people keep doing the same thing over and over again,
well,
and nothing ever gets resolved. And everyone keeps getting into, there's problems all the time. And it's like, I just don't care anymore.
That's why I think it was good that this was only five seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, because it established the family and everything in the first. And then it was like everybody trying to take the ranch away from him and him getting to the governor and whatever, so he could have control over his own stuff and blah, blah, blah. But then it goes to where, because he was so determined to keep his ranch, he got murdered.
Whoa!
And spoilers. You know, I hope that when they do the Beth and Rip show, that it's like a half-hour sitcom. You know,
laugh track.
Yeah. Beth, why are you wearing my boots?
did you stab somebody again?
Now, Beth, put down that vodka bottle.
This week on Beth and Rip.
I think that one episode I saw, she was naked taking a bath in the front yard. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, she did that. She also had a beat up face more than any woman I've ever seen in any show that wasn't about domestic violence.
Wait, did they show naked on that? Or you just knew she was naked?
Are you sure? I think
we saw her butt. I don't think we saw.
Dang, I don't watch this enough. I didn't watch enough episodes.
How do I feel like there were boobies?
You just wanted there to be boobies.
You always make them appear where you want them. You know?
I'm thinking about them right now.
I know you are. Don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
Did you see, speaking of TV shows, did you see where Penguin, Colin Farrell, didn't get nominated for a Golden Globe for being the Penguin?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Really.
Yeah. But what's her face? Sophia was nominated for supporting actress. She's awesome.
I wonder if they're like, it's that idea, like, just because you slap a prosthetic on a guy, but I mean,
everybody said he was so amazing.
Completely transformed.
Really, yeah.
Everything of the voice, the walk, everything.
And that's the thing, to the point where when he's in makeup and in costume and he talks normal, you're like, this is weird.
It's very weird. But I wonder if that has any bearing on it, that it was achieved with a lot of rubber appliances on his face, you know? And
you still have to, I mean, freaking Charlize Theron won an Oscar for Monster, didn't she? And that was basically no makeup and lots of prosthetics.
Yeah.
But it's the acting that goes with it. Anybody, you can do that to any one of us, but that doesn't make us a good actor.
No, I didn't even think about it. I forgot to look at the Golden Globes, if any of the other ones I watch are. I've been trying to watch. So I've been watching The Jackal on Peacock, and that one's kind of interesting. That's like a tracking down a an assassin.
You watch so many damn shows.
I actually don't.
So many shows, man.
I'm watching the Flim Flam. What?
Well, yeah, we just started I started No Good Deed when I was on my vacation with Lisa Kudrow and Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that one's good. And then we are about to finish The Madness. I mean, I've got way too many shows going on.
Are you still doing Shrinking?
When I have nothing else to watch on my own, because
I like it.
That's not a group watch. That's a me watch.
So there's certain jobs that pay a lot of money, but apparently nobody wants them. Do you remember what they are?
Like being a fisherman on a tuna boat, the big salmon, the big crab
like
boat.
Yeah,
they're so dangerous, but they can make a lot of money in just a few months.
And yeah, that's the thing. My Uncle Frankie and his crew used to go out quahogging and different things on those boats, and they would go out on a run and make, at the time, you know, back in the 70s or whatever, I want to say they'd make $20,000-$30,000 on a run. And then take off 6 months, because that's big money back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was like, watch it. I used to be big on Deadliest Catch, and that was the thing. Like, they could pull $30,000 a week or something like that. But then,
yeah, but they could also die.
But it was also, they could die, or, I mean, that was also if they hit the crab. I mean, that was
right.
The other thing.
If they didn't catch any crab, they didn't make any money.
Yeah.
Then maybe you got $10,000.
And then guys who are, sport fishermen who go to the tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
When we used to rent our house out, there were some guys who had won $1 million or something up in Ocean City catching marlin, I think.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's all they would do.
My brother-in-law goes out with his buddy who's got his license to fish tuna, bluefin, and he has a license to where if he gets one big enough, he can sell it, and they can make a ton of cash.
Yeah, they auction those.
Yeah.
A garbage collector.
Really? How much money did they make? I didn't know they made a lot of money.
Not starting out, but once you work your way up a little bit, you can get into six figures.
And you get to keep everything that you find. You know, there's a lot of good garbage out there. You know it. You know there's good trash.
An oil rig worker.
Yeah, no thanks.
I think that's a lot like the fisherman thing.
Yeah.
There's not as many fish, though.
A certified public accountant.
Yep.
Because the schooling is really, really hard. So that's why nobody wants to do it. You can make really good money, but the schooling is hard.
My sister's an accountant. What's up? She might be listening. What's up?
Solid waste manager.
Getting pizzayed over there.
Yeah.
In the family, yo.
Yeah, let somebody in the family make some money. A solid waste manager.
How's that different from a garbage man? I don't. Is this about poop again? I don't want to hear anymore.
This is more about what comes out of humans instead of what we throw away.
All right.
And on that same line, a gastroenterologist.
My neighbor is one of those.
Does he make an average of $500,000 a year?
Good God. If he does, he doesn't show it. What? Yeah. I don't know how you go through all that schooling. You know, you go through all of the training and then you get down to the end and you're like, I'm going to be a butthole doctor.
I mean, it's not just the butthole. It's all the things that lead to the butthole.
See, you always take it too far.
No, I'm talking about your guts.
No, you're doing it again.
Yeah, I always wondered. I went to the urologist, and I'm like, you could have done anything. And you chose the pee-pee parts.
Probably because you make more money. Smart.
Which is probably true. But, think about, like, I have to look at you guys every day, and that's not bad. But if I had to look at just the dregs of genitals...
Well, how do you know they're not great? Drags. They could be fantastic.
No, they're not.
It could be like a fashion show.
I doubt. I bet one out of every 10.
Well, then, hey, you get 100, you got 10.
It's got to be kind of fascinating, too. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people get to that point. I really don't. And he used to be an engineer. He was into that before he became a butthole doctor. Huh? Yeah. All aboard. And when he was welcoming people on the train, he said all he ever thought of was, I wonder what that butthole looks like. And one day I might find out.
A gastroenterologist is not a butthole doctor.
Well, that's, you know, it's the end of it.
What's the rhyme? Is it chocolate lemonade around the corner?
Oh, jeez. All right. So anyhow.
Milk.
Did you say.
Thank you.
Did you say.
I went right to the chocolate.
Did you say that we're going to not do a podcast on Christmas Day? Are you guys out of your mind?
Yeah, I don't think we should do it on Christmas Day or Christmas or New Year's Day.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm good.
There's 10 to 12 people who count on this every Wednesday.
Well, then, how about this? All of you 10 of people, we will be back in the new year.
Ah,
Merry not Christmas on the first, and Happy New Year
maybe
to
the
you.
6th.
I've got a great idea for that. Charlie, think back. This was episode, you guys think it's 252, but I'm not confident in your number, but it could be 252. So think back over 252 episodes of the Simon Says podcast and suggest one or two that people might want to listen to when we're off for a couple weeks.
I think 131.
I thought you were going to say 137.
And 45.
Ooh, 45. That's a little shaky. What about you? What you got? What's your numbers?
251 was really good.
All right.
And 250.
All right.
Those last two were pretty
we're really
spot
hitting
on.
Our game.
Oh, was I not on either of those?
No, you weren't on one of them.
I think.
Well, I would like to recommend 177 and 137. Mm. Those are, if my memory serves, we were on it. Those two, man. Whew. When I think back at how good this used to be.
26 would have been neat.
No.
Because that would have been back in...
That's hard times, you know?
That was a hard times?
It was after that it got good. It was like we went up the hill and we peaked, and now we've come down so hard. When I think about how good this used to be, I cry. I just sit and hold my face in my hands and think...
You don't think we got better? You think we hit our stride and we hit our,
oh, yeah.
our peak and now we're peaked. Just falling?
Absolutely.
Tumbling down the hill?
So we're just going to keep beating this dead horse, huh?
Well, it's your idea.
No, but
seriously, I'm just kidding. These guys are great. But anyhow... If you'd ever love to be part of the podcast, 336-373-0987. Get in on it while it still exists. But really, check out 137 and 177 while we're on break for a little bit. Listen to the radio at 987simon.com. There's a listen live on there. And use the thing on the app, the pushy talkie button.
Leave a voice message. It says that.
Have you checked it? How many we got now?
Oh, I have no idea.
We're doing some cool stuff for Christmas, man. Every day at noon and 5, it's a very Simon Christmas where we play stuff like the Eels. Everything's going to be cool this Christmas. And Donde Está Santa Claus.
I forgot I really like that Tom Petty one.
Yeah. What is it? Christmas All Over Again is a Tom Petty one.
Yeah, I like that one.
And then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're going to do all Christmas the way it should be.
Yes.
Not the way that garbage station across town does
no.
it with all that crap they play. Here's the 300th remake of Last Christmas by somebody you haven't heard of. And coming up, it's two remakes of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree back to back. But we're going to do it right, Jack. If you want to hear your favorite Christmas songs all in a pile, Christmas, be here for that. How are we doing on messages?
I'm sorry, I had to validate. We have one from Leslie in Denver.
What?
And then also we have one from Creed in Henderson.
Ah, Creed's in Henderson now?
Hendersonville, sorry.
Oh, yes, don't do that. People always do
that. And shout out to Sharon in Ashboro, who is still hitting us up.
All right, well, I want to hear what Creed had to say, because we lost his last call, but not right now, because I won't be able to hear it on your high-tech whiz-bang machine over there.
Yeah.
All right, we covered everything, right? So what's your final thought, Charlie?
I'm going to go and be like Mudang. I'm just going to bop around and be fat and wet.
Just rolling, rolling around. What about you?
I'm really holding out. We got the freezer turkey. We got freezer potatoes. If we can bring back a bag of corn, what else do we need to make a full meal? Maybe some trash rolls and
nothing.
Some drawer green beans.
Is there gravy somewhere lying around?
I'll check in my car.
All right.
Hey, next time. Ho, 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 ho.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.